This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain future quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 420.5, down 1.5. May corn 429, down 1.25. July corn 435.75, down 1.25. January soybeans were 1287, down 25.5. March soybeans 1270, down 22.5. May soybeans 1257.25, down 19.75. March wheat was 597, down 8.25. May wheat 603.75, down 8.25. July wheat 608.25, down 8.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday. Technical trading pushed soybeans lower today, and without any positive news, wheat and corn values were cut. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at $3.97 to $4.17. Soybean bids were 25 to 27 cents lower at $12.52 to $12.70. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $3.96 to $4.16, and soybean bids were 16 to 22 cents lower at $12.74 to $12.95. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 8 cents higher at $4.01 to $4.32. And soybeans were 5 to 18 cents lower at $12.70 to $13.30. Wheat bids ended the day 3 to 8 cents lower at $5.82 to $6.25. Now on to Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 26 to 33 cents lower at $12.80 to $12.95, and the basis was 10 to 25 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.53.80 to $4.70.80 per ton. That was down $13.90, with the basis steady at 30 to 47 over the January. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 2 to 5 cents lower at $4.21 to $4.28, with the basis steady to 3 cents lower at option to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 3 cents at $4.08 to $4.15, with the basis down 1 at 6 to 13 under the March. Soybeans ended 23 to 32 cents lower at $12.93 to $13.05, with the basis mixed at 6 to 18 over the January. New crop wheat prices were down 9 cents at $5.83 to $5.91, with the basis steady at 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Terminal Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at $4.40 to $4.41. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 22 to 28 cents with quotations of $13.28 to $13.29. Soft wheat closed 8 to 9 cents lower at $6.31 to $6.32, and Milo ended the day mixed at $4.66 to $4.71. Now moving on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.03 to $4.18, and soybeans were $10.78 to $11.04. In the central part of the state, corn went from $4.08 to $4.23. And soybeans were $10.89 to $11.12. In the southern part of the state, corn went from $4.01 to $4.28, and soybeans went from $10.94 to $11.27. Soft wheat ranged from $5.64 to $5.82. And that concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $135.62, up a dollar. April live cattle, $135.80, up 50 cents. June live cattle, $129.67, up 25 cents. January feeder cattle were 167 up 30 cents. March feeder cattle 167 down 40 cents. April feeder cattle 168.22 up 12 cents. February lean hogs were 87.07 up $1.65. April lean hogs 91.80 up $1.12. May lean hogs 99 up 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 1st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.02 lower in the range of $72.97 to $78, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.97. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 62 to 72, 5 to 550 weights 68 to 73, and 550 and up 69 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 54 to 59. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,792 head. And now from the United Producers Weekly Auction Report for Tuesday, December 31st. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they brought 132.75 to 138.75. Select and choice steers were 125.50 to 128.25. And choice Holstein steers were 121.25 to 128. Select and choice Holstein steers were 116.25 to 119. And choice slaughter heifers were 132.25 to 138. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 135 to 137. And on a dress basis, 215 to 218.50. Heifers on a live basis traded at 135 to 137, and on a dress basis, 216 to 217. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 351 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84, and that was 37 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 255, which was 10 cents lower. And select carcasses were 196.05, and that was 36 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, which compared to 435,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. Now from the United Producers Hay Report, they had receipts of 179 bales, starting with the alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, $4.50 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality, $4 to $4.75 a bale, and large squares $35, wheat straw, good quality small squares $4.25. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield $4.22. February corn delivered to Greenfield $4.23. January corn delivered to Scottville $4.13. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.14. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.98. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.91. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.96. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.22. Corn at Scottville is $4.13. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.98, and wheat at Scottville is $5.96. Many people have been worked up about the renewable fuel standards that the EPA is working on. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about how he sees the RFS playing out in 2014 and what some important things are to remember about it.
Yeah, in the first part of 2014, I don't expect it to have much impact other than psychologically impacting prices, because money managers, many of them see it as a cap on ethanol production rather than a reduction of the minimum. Because demand is good, export demand is good, and the profit margins are good for ethanol, so we're continuing to produce. I think as we get into the second or third quarter of 2014, we'll start to see those profit margins start to wane. We're already seeing them drop unexpectedly now because of China rejecting cargoes of DDGs, and that is causing $30, $40, $50 per ton drops in DDG prices here in the United States. And so that's impacting those profit margins. But we can still profitably make ethanol, mandate or not. I think it becomes more of a problem as we get into the last half of this year. We're going to have to see that overseas demand crude oil prices stay high enough and overseas demand for ethanol stay high enough so that we can keep sending those excess gallons of ethanol overseas.
And that is an important thing to keep in mind, that this is not a cap. It is a minimum limit that is not rising.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fund managers who still do not understand that, and that's why we're seeing some of the depression in prices. This goes into another big decision I think we'll see play out over the next few weeks. We've seen money managers on Wall Street take a lot of money out of the commodity sector over the past year to year and a half and put it into the equity markets. Now, whether the equity markets continue to do well or not in 2014 is still up for debate, but there are many money managers on Wall Street and in New York who are starting to look at the value of commodity sector as a whole, believing it to be undervalued and believing it's time to start shifting money back into the commodity sector. There's still a lot of debate about whether that's going to happen, but I think over the next several weeks we will start to see whether we see a big shift in money back into the commodity sector, and a rising tide lifts all boats, so that would tend to have some impact on the grain and oilseed markets as well.
All right, so that'll be another thing to watch out for. Again, that was Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. The Arctic cold dropped the minimum temperatures in International Falls, Minnesota, to negative 42 degrees early Thursday morning. It is just a taste of what's coming this weekend and early next week, says Mike Tempera of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.
We're looking at what appears to be the coldest air since February of 1996 across a large area of the Northern Plains and the Northern Corn Belt. We should see temperatures anywhere from minus 15 to minus 35 degrees from the Dakotas on through Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And we expect temperatures to even reach the minus 40s across parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. Once we factor in the wind, it looks like minus 50s to even minus 60 will occur for a 12 to 24-hour period in some cattle and hog areas of the Dakotas and Minnesota. So we're looking at the potential for some serious stress on livestock, and the winter kill threat also exists in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, where temperatures fall into the minus zeros and minus tens, and snowpack will be lacking.
Generally, the extraordinary cold wouldn't be so much of a problem for the hard red winter wheat crop. However, Tanura says the snowfall in place now is likely to be gone by the time the coldest temperatures arrive, leaving the crop a bit more exposed. When it comes to the big issues of U.S. agriculture, farmers and ranchers can't help but hope that Congress gets more done in 2014 than 2013. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Bob Young thinks that one of their first orders of business will be passing the Farm Bill.
I'm optimistic that they're going to be able to get this done in the first few weeks of the year. If they don't, we're going to have other legislative action to go back and deal with the dairy issue all over again. And, you know, why do we need to do that one more time? Let's just get the bill done and move forward.
He believes that Congress will pass the Water Resources Development Act in fairly short order, too, and that tax issues will be getting a lot of attention, as will immigration reform.
That one's, I think, really tough to call. If it does get done, it's going to get done as a number of smaller bills on the House side. At least that's a talk at this stage of the game that would then be matched up with this much larger bill on the Senate side. How it would come together in an election year, just really tough to figure out how that one moves forward.
Young also expects agriculture to face some economic hurdles.
The prices that we're going to talk about this year for corn, for example, are a couple dollars a bushel less than what they were last year, and probably just at the point where you're going to barely cover all of your costs but not have much of a return left over at all. Very different than what you had in 2013. Livestock guys, on the other hand, very different story. We're going to talk about higher cattle prices. We're going to talk about higher hog prices. You have to think sympathetically that the poultry prices are going to move as well. Across the board for the livestock folks, noticeably lower feed costs. And so that being the case, I think the livestock guys are going to be probably in much better shape in 2014 than they were same time 2013.
And Young says as interest rate starts creeping higher, farmers and ranchers should be very careful about taking on any new debt. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.